We've heard the message since we were kids, buckle up for safety. There was even a song about it, which I'm not going to sing. This is Lisa Berry, but it has been proven that wearing a seatbelt saves lives. And we're joined now by Kendall Wingrove of the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning to talk about what is happening with seatbelt usage in Michigan. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your interest.
What's the latest statistics on seatbelt use in Michigan?
Unfortunately, the numbers are moving in the wrong direction, and I wish people did remember that old song, Buckle Up for Safety. Unfortunately, in 2019, our compliance rate in Michigan was 94.4%. In 2021, that has dropped to 92.6%. That doesn't sound like a big drop, but it actually makes us have the lowest compliance rate in 17 years. So it's something very serious, and we hope to turn it around.
Now, that comes from a grant-funded study done by Michigan State University?
It does, and it's a survey we've done every year with the exception of 2020 because of the pandemic. The numbers are very alarming to us, and we want to encourage more Michigan motorists to buckle up every trip, every time.
Do you think it's pandemic-related? Because I know a lot of interesting things happened with speeding and driving during the pandemic. I wonder if that had any impact on seatbelt usage.
That's our theory. Driving was dramatically reduced during the time of the early days of the pandemic. And more people stayed home. They curtailed their regular activities. And then when they started re-engaging into the public activities again, the driving behaviors didn't seem to be as good as before. People forgot to wear their seat belts. People began to not obey the speed limit. And so these behaviors seemed to emerge in 2020 during the pandemic, and we lost a lot of ground. Incredibly, even though there were fewer vehicle miles traveled in 2020, fatalities went up. In Michigan, we lost 98 more people in the year 2020 than we did the year before, and there were less miles traveled down the road.
That sounds like a psychology study might be in order here to figure out why people are driving faster, and how do you forget to wear your seatbelt?
We're not sure. We don't think there's any one single reason why more people are dying. We think that there's a variety of complex factors, but seatbelt use and excessive speeding have got to be two of the answers that we look at, and turning those numbers around and getting people to slow down and getting people to remember to wear those seatbelts like they used to. In 2009, Michigan actually led the United States in seatbelt use. And so we know Michigan residents are capable of doing this. We need to find ways to get them back to where they once were.
I was trying to do some research before we started this conversation, and Michigan seatbelt law is, what, 36 years old now?
That sounds exactly right, yes, in 1985.
And can you review it for us, just so we're all clear on what it includes and what we need to do?
You need to wear your seatbelt, whether you're a motorist or a passenger, and do it every trip, every time. It's important that you do it. It's not just for when you go up north to the cottage or go on a long trip. It's when you take a quick errand to the corner market or gas station or pharmacy or driving a child to a sporting event or school activity. So please do it every time. And we have to encourage people to do this. And it's part of our plan is to do the two E's, educate and enforce. And we want to focus as much as we can on the education component and get the word out. Before we do any of our enforcement activities like click it or ticket, we try to spend weeks educating the public through social media, paid advertising, press releases, whatever we can. We try to get that word out before we do the click it or ticket campaign every spring. And hopefully we can find messages that'll resonate.
What do you want that message to be? Here's your chance.
Wear your seatbelt every trip, every time. Not just the big trips, but to the routine ones. And whenever you're either a driver or a passenger in a vehicle, never drive, never get behind the wheel if you've consumed alcohol. There's so many great alternatives. Uber, designate a driver in your group to take you home. Stay where you are if you're at a friend's house. Don't try to drive home. Sleep it off and go back the next day. There's so many wise alternatives and so many ways of avoiding these needless tragedies. And wearing a seatbelt is probably the easiest thing you can do and most effective thing you can do to prevent a tragedy.
And it's a law in Michigan.
It is, and has been, as you said, for decades. And two generations of Michigan residents have been born since those laws went into effect. So it should just be a habit. It should be a way of life. And so all age groups, grandparents, parents, young teens that are about to get that driver's license, this has been around, and it's something that everybody should just do as second nature, and we want to get people back to it.
Kendall Wingrove of the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning, thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you for your interest, Lisa.